Hello, it's Dr. Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Our topic today is, what is in it for me? Have you ever asked that question? Caregivers, be honest. Have you ever asked that question, why me? Or what's in it for me? Giving up your time, your resources, independence, and sleep is a lot to give up, wouldn't you say? It's a valid question. We are humans of autonomy. We go about our day managing our personal and professional world, working to make our millions, having fun, going and coming as we please. Then bam, our loved one becomes ill or has aged to where we need to take care of them. I'm the first to say the adjustment was hard. It was just hard even with my husband, my sister close by, my children a phone call away. I still had to readjust myself. I had to stay close to home when my movements were controlled by someone else or something. You take inventory of the feelings and emotions of why me. The uncertainties of caregiving can create much anxiety and doubt. I don't know about you, but I have been struggling to live in this pandemic craze with no signs of hope. I can also say staying home has not been difficult because I did it on and off for 20 years taking care of my mother as a caregiver. The pandemic certainly has shortened my steps. Many are faced with caring for post-hospitalized family members from COVID, and many are long haulers. There's no time frame on returning to independence with your patient population. It's also important to remember that when you're caring for a sick person, it also could affect your health, so please take care of you. If chronic medical conditions are attached to your caregiving space, and the care of someone with COVID, stay attentive to their health and yours. So what is it for you? What is in it for you? Strangely enough, the caregiving piece takes care of itself. What is the benefit of caring for someone else? You might come to mind, do unto others as you have them do unto you. I say all the time, if they could, they would. Stop barking, Joey. Let's get to the business at hand. Let's be somebody's rainbow on a cloudy day. As your proactive caregiver advocate, I know you will answer the call to render help and support when your loved one or care recipient has a cloudy day. Thank you in advance for your caring spirit. And I decided to let Joey's bark stay in this podcast. Why? Because I'm stuck at home and I don't have anything to do and I don't have anywhere to go because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Be well. Take care. Bye for now.